And gasoline prices are going through the roof.
Tell me about it. I can't afford to drive to the grocery store.
We've reached the tipping point.
Yeah, and I've reached my coupon clipping point.
So here are some tips that could save you hundreds of dollars a year on gas and help the environment.
Okay.
Keep your tires properly inflated. Don't speed. And avoid jackrabbit starts. Helpful tips like these could save you enough money to buy breakfast for a year.
Wow.
Visit the Alliance to Save Energy's website, www.drivesmarterchallenge.org.
You hungry? Breakfast? Me? You? Huh?
We must take the battle to the enemy.
The administration is very proud of the precision with which they went about yesterday's attack.
There have been apparently very few casualties, which is exactly what the United States government wanted.
This all has to be challenged. Our mission is to make dissent commonplace in America. Dissent is what makes this country healthy. And the media has to fight for that, and we have to fight for an independent media.
We come and listen and support it.
Democracy Now! Provides access to people and perspectives rarely heard in the U.S. corporate-sponsored media, including independent international journalists, ordinary people from around the world who are directly affected by U.S. foreign policy, and grassroots leaders and peace activists. Tune in to Democracy Now! On KWVA Eugene, Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 a.m.
And you are listening to KWVA Eugene.
Sempre! Dagli una spinta a quella gondola!
Da di da 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 di da 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 di da di da 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 di da da da.
To another radio show called The Sunday Morning Hangover with your host, the Reverend Mark Time. And my headphones are driving me crazy today, so please excuse me. We got Shadow with us today. His name is Nathan. Give us a shout, Nathan.
Hey, how's everybody doing today?
All right. I got you on mic, too. That's wonderful. Yeah. Yes, Nathan's going to be watching the incredible talents of me, the Reverend Mark Time, the ever so humble Mark Time, the DJ that won second best radio show this week on at the Eugene Weekly. And, well, today I was going to have Haley Loren in the studio. Haley and I decided we were going to do it next week. There was a power outage at the station yesterday, and what had happened was we didn't know if we were going to be archived. So next week will be Haley Loren, side two of The Hangover. Today, we're just going to be talking about a lot of things that happened around town this week, a lot of the parties, celebrations, and this and that that's been going on. So, strap your seatbelts on. Stay tuned for another ear-splitting episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover.
see me walking down the street, and I start to cry each time we meet. And walk on by, walk on by, make believe that you don't see the tears. So just let me breathe in private, 'cause each time I see you, I just can't help myself. I think about how tight we used to be. I break down and cry. Oh baby, walk on by. I just can't get over losing you. So if I seem broken in two, please walk on by, walk on by. Foolish pride, that's all that I have left. Sure, let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me. I didn't ask you for it, but you gave me when you said goodbye. Oh, mama, walk on. See the tears and cry. So do me a favor and walk on by. Please, oh, walk on by. Get over losing you. So if I seem broken in two, walk on by, walk on by. Foolish pride, that's all that I have left. Sure, let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me. You put the hurt on me, you sucked it to the mama when you said goodbye. So please walk on by. Oh mama, make believe you never see the tears of cry. So I'm begging you to walk on by. Oh yeah, and make believe you never see the tears of crying. So I'm begging you to walk on by. Make believe you never see the tears of crying. Oh, there's no dust in my eye. Oh no. Smoke ain't making me cry, no, no, no. It's the hurt you put on me. I don't want you to see this man cry.
All right. Where's my headphones? All right, I can't hear myself. Oh, boy. This is the Reverend Mark Times Sunday Morning Hangover. Yeah, sorry, we're having some technical difficulties here in the studio. And I'm getting ready to throw my headphones across the room. Hey, Shadow DJ Nathan, say hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, no, you got to get right up against it.
All right, better?
Yeah,
all right.
There we go. You know what? I'm going to have to take a little like CD and stick it under my my headphone jack in order to get things to work. So, we're listening to Isaac Hayes' Walk On By. I don't know if you guys heard, but I won second best radio show in Eugene. I know I mentioned it earlier. I just got to trumpet it to everybody, you know? And so, Nathan didn't hear it, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
It's impressive feat, though. I mean, I'm shocked. So.
Yeah. Up against, you know, all those big radio shows and stuff like that. So... But you'll be hearing me playing some long tracks this morning because I'm trying to get iron out technical difficulties. And I have to show Nathan what's going on. So, anyways, Nathan.
Yeah?
How you doing?
Doing just fine.
Are you a junior, senior, freshman, or sophomore?
I'm the sophomore category.
Oh, sophomore, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a rough year because you're just kind of like getting into the swing of things, trying to feel your way around and stuff, you know?
It's going pretty good, though, so. Yeah.
Well, anyways, so why do you want to be on the radio?
Seems like a fun sort of thing to do. Seems like you're having a good time, you know, all those technical difficulties. Why wouldn't I want to do that?
It's like baptism by fire today. It's like normally things are really smooth. But anyways, what are we listening to? This is horrible. Oh, no, I mean, it's excellent. It's really excellent. Jimmy Carpenter, yeah. And anyways, well, we've got some things coming up. We got to talk about some obituaries. We have to talk about what I got in my bag. Went to Mr. Sean's art opening. Sack of Mystery. We're going to be opening up the Sack of Mystery today. We have a stolen song segment. And, you know, I'm kind of off my rhythm a little bit, if you'll pardon me. So it's morning, and good morning, everybody.
It's morning, it's morning. The reason why it's morning is that night time's through. It's morning, it's morning. A great big busy morning full of things to do. Wake up, you'll find the day beginning. Make up your mind to start it grinning. It's morning, it's morning. The reason why it's morning, it's a new day today. A very good morning to you.
Well, a very good morning to you, Josie. This is the earliest you've ever come to the children's corner.
Yes, I was so surprised. I was eating breakfast and thinking of all the good things I was going to do today, and all of a sudden I was here, and here I am.
Well, you must have had 17 and a half nice thoughts in a row first thing. Did you finish your breakfast at home?
No, I'm afraid I didn't. But then I never do have much time to say anything or do anything when I start for the children's corner.
Won't you have some breakfast with me? We can eat it on my clock porch.
Yes, thank you. I'd like that.
Good. Now, what kind of hamburger would you like?
Hamburger?
Yes, would you like bacon and egg hamburger or cereal hamburger?
If you don't mind, I'd rather not have any hamburger at all for breakfast.
Oh, I forgot for a minute that you weren't a tiger. We tigers are very fond of hamburgers, you know. Medium grind.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry I'm not a tiger.
Please don't think a thing about it. I like you as you are.
Now for all of you teenagers, the long-haired Steppenwolf rock and roller. So let's have a fine welcome. Who's your most exciting combo?
Our favorite group?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the individual. I have a few, Jimi Hendrix, Beatles. Anybody that's really up there now is up there because they're good.
Yeah. Right. What would you say?
I think Jimmy Smith, something like that.
Who?
Jimmy Smith.
Organist.
Jimmy Smith, the organist?
Hendrix.
Hmm?
Jimmy Hendrix.
I have a group that's from the village here called the Fugs. They were down from Greenwich Village.
Yeah.
They were my favorite New York.
What was their name?
The Fugs.
The Frogs.
Fugs.
What would you say? Frog? What?
The Fugs.
Oh, the Fugs.
The Beatles.
The Beatles started, had made their first American appearance on our shows, and we've always been very interested in your groups. Thank you very, very much for the response.
I went to a party the other night. I wanted to feel my brain was light. I grabbed myself a bottle and I started drinking wine. I thought pretty soon I'd be feeling fine, but I couldn't get high.
And perky. Oh, I know that phrase will make me thrill always, for it reminds me of you, my sweet. Just the mention of that tender word of love gives my heart a jerkish, turkish beat. I won't say Sibon or l'amour toujours, for they can't express what I'm feeling. Even Mersey don'ts, or rather foreign quotes, don't seem to be quite so appealing. But Pachalafuka, Pachalafuka, takes me back with you to passionate desert scenes. And it's there we'll stay till the very day we find out what Pachalafuka means. Takes me back with you to passionate desert scenes. And it's there we'll stay till the very day we find out what Pachalafuka means. We find out what Pachalafuka means.
All right. Testing 1, 2, 3. Yes, Reverend Mark Tong, Sunday Morning Hangover. Music by Dead People. What do you think, Nathan?
Sounds great.
Yeah, you having a good time?
Oh.
You like Dead People?
Oh, who doesn't, you know?
You know, it's kind of a Halloween thing. Did you ever hear of a guy named Soupy Sales?
I have not, no.
Soupy Sales. Oh, boy, you're so deprived.
Ugh.
this younger generation, you know, they just don't know. A guy named Soupy Sales died last week. He was so cool. He used to do a kiddie show. Did you ever hear of Pee-wee Herman?
I did, yes.
Pee-wee Herman's big influence was Soupy Sales. Mm. Well, that was Soupy Sales doing Pachalafaka. That goes out to my good friend Steven and also my friend good friend Gary Malika, who notified me that the previous artist I played, the Fugs, Thule Kupferberg, main guy in the band, died last night, yesterday, sometime. It's sad, you know, when people like that. But, you know, hey, we get old.
Yeah.
People die, you know, and that's what Halloween's all about. So, and we started out with Ed Sullivan, another dead guy, introducing the Steppenwolf long-haired rock and roll band, as they called it. And one of the guys having fun with Ed, saying that his favorite band was the Fugs. Okay, let's get down to business here. We're going to open up the Mr. Sean Sack of Mystery.
Ooh.
All right? We'll do this on the air. Okay? Got to do it live.
All right.
Do it live.
It's live.
Okay. So anyways, the other night I went to a great art opening. Mr. Sean Goblenko, who has an exhibit down at Olive Juice. Nice little store. We're going to be interviewing people from Olive Juice. And let me just, let's see, where can I dump this? I'm going to put it, I'm going to dump this out. Oh, right here.
Oh, what do you got there?
Okay, so, anyways, let's pick up the stuff here out of Mr. Sean's sack of mystery. First of all, we have issue number 3 of Peepoo, the comic. Here, I'm going to throw this over to you, Nathan, show you some of this great stuff that I got out of the sack of mystery. Also, we have the Monsters, Weirdos, and Creeps crazy cards, complete with bubblegum. Here, don't open that. That's a collector's item.
All right, don't worry about that.
And all kinds of, like, they have these, like, these little coins. Here's one with, it's got, like, a skull and scarecrow. Here's one with like, a boa constrictor. And here's, I don't know, he's got all these things with eyeballs. Here, check these out. Like little fake coins. You like those, Nathan?
Now, I believe these are something from my generation. These are called Pogs.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, these are Pogs.
All right. Well, he's got some Pogs, P-O-G's?
Yeah, P-O-G's.
All right. Now, here's the creepiest thing. There's this eyeball in here, and the thing about it is it's in, like, plastic, but here, feel that.
Yeah.
Isn't that gross?
Yeah.
No swear words on the radio, please. And yeah, it's really nice. It's got this squishy eyeball-type texture. Also, we have a thing called Zed Candy. Now, there's skulls and bones inside. Here, check this out. This is, like, the coolest thing.
Hmm.
By the way, we're here opening Mr. Sean's Sack of Mystery, which I got for wearing such a groovy costume. Oh, hold on. No. I got a plastic Indian. Sorry to be so politically incorrect, folks, and be so racist for talking about an Indian, but this is an Indian. Here, check that out. Isn't that cool? You can put that in the sand and play cowboys and Indians.
Exciting time.
Okay, here we go. A spider ring. Here, look at that. Spider ring, little black ring. I scared the crap out of my mom once by, you know, like showing her one of those. She thought it was real. Oh, here's a popper. I'm not going to pop it in the studio. Party poppers. Yeah, nice. It'll blow up real good. And finally, another eyeball. Well, thank you, Mr. Sean, for bestowing upon me, the Reverend Mark Time, this sack of mystery. How do you like that, huh? Pretty groovy, eh?
Yeah, exciting.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm so excited I forgot what I queued up. That's how excited I am. We were going to go somewhere. And so let's see.
Thank you. silver or the gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hands than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway.
Thank you. sight. It stopped raining, everybody's in a play. And don't you know, it's a beautiful new day. Hey, hey, running down the avenue, see how the sun shines brightly in the city, on the streets where once was pity, Mr. Blue. Sky is living here today. Hey, hey, Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky's up there waiting, and today is the day we've waited for. Ha ha! Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Hey there, Mr. Blue, we're so pleased to be with you. Look around, see what you do. Everybody smiles at you. Tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Hey there, Mr. Blue, we're so pleased to be with you. Look around, see what you do. Everybody smiles at you.
Humma, 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 humma. All right, I'm getting ready to throw these headphones out the window. Everybody. I'm getting ready to throw those headphones right out because they're making me mental. Here we go. And let me just fool around here with these.
It's quite a sight to see, really. It's MacGyver sort of thing going on. Got
oh,
this.
Go ahead, Nathan. You could go out. Rap, man, rap.
Yeah.
Say it. I mean,
getting those CDs in there, got a tape. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, really. It's impressive, you know. I'm shocked, so.
All right, hold on. I give up. I was going to do something here, and there we go. I got my headphones back. Yes, it's time for a stolen song segment, Nathan. This is like your first stolen song segment. All right, Nathan, just to educate you, this is where the Reverend Mark Time is going to educate you on a three-way stolen song segment. What it is there's a number of artists that have ripped off the old drinking song, How Dry I Am. Huh. Let's start with artist number one.
All right.
Sorry for the scratchy record. I'm not going to play it all the way through. So. Dry I am. Oh! If I don't get the bathroom key. Okay, you get the idea, right?
Yeah.
Oh Happy Day by the Edwin Hawkins Singers, using the same melody as this. Yeah, did you ever do that when you were a kid? Did you ever sing How Dry I Am? You know that song? You know how it goes? You know what the lyrics are?
Nope.
It's How Dry I Am, how wet I'll be if I don't find a bathroom key. And there we go. I've got my headphones back. And okay, so Edwin Hawkins Singers not only ripped off How Dry I Am, but you might remember this song from the reggae years where they stole the same melody. Thanks to Kara. The next verse is, I found the key, I opened the door, but it's too late. It's on the floor. All right, thanks. Kara from the Lane and Kara Show every Friday at 11 o'clock.
We're East of Dawn, and there he went when he remembers Zion. For the wicked carried us away.
I see Martha's pregnant again.
Yeah, seems to be a lot of it going around.
I don't mind men who kiss and tell. I need all the publicity I can get.
My church welcomes all denominations, but my favorite is the $5 bill.
You know, I've taken the lead in my community as an equal opportunity employer. I pay my wetbacks the same as I pay my Indians.
My IQ has never been questioned. Come to think about it, it's never been mentioned.
Oh, I love Joan Baez. I've even got a set of her autographed fingerprints.
Which brings to mind the story of what the dancing girl gave the Shah's bodyguard. It is a goodie.
Birthday, Boris gave me a Polish goldfish. It drowned.
What would you say if I told you I'm willing to do anything to have children?
Adopt.
I say we ought to get Bingo out of the supermarkets and back into the churches where it belongs.
I've cornered the market on walnuttos.
It's like this. If you like Burbank, you're gonna love Paris.
It wasn't until I met Heathcliff that I realized why they call England the mother country.
If I'd known integration was coming so soon, then I'd have waited to marry the woman of my choice.
If they don't like it here, why don't they go back where they came from?
Well, the traffic problem in New York is bad, but most pedestrians eventually get across. The Jewish ones get a star.
It's just that I feel women were put on this earth to reproduce, and I'm not doing my part.
Hip and mellow sounds of the Sunday morning hangover. Here are my friend Nathan. Hey, Nathan.
Hey.
So, Nathan,
what are you all about, man?
What am I all about?
Let's see. Hold on. I got to figure out where I'm at here. I want to hear the story of your life. Where were you born?
I was up in Portland, so not that far away from here. So. Yeah.
Up in Portland?
Yeah.
And did you come from a rich family or a poor family?
I'd say middle of the road, so.
Yeah, middle of the road, yeah. You know. And, you know, what's your opinion about, say, the U of O and the sports complex?
Well.
No, don't answer that. And tell me, what school did you graduate from?
As far as... High school goes. Milwaukee High School.
Milwaukee High School. And like, if like you had all the money in the world, what would you do with it?
It's a good question. All the money in the world?
Yeah. Sweet. Come on. Come on. Don't choke.
With all the money. take a week off, I think is what I would do.
A week off.
You know.
You wouldn't, like, give it away? You wouldn't be altruistic and give it, like, to the poor, starving, homeless people of Eugene?
Well, I mean, maybe after the week. You know, you never know.
Well, I'll tell you what I would do. I would start a foundation. It'd be called the Reverend Mark Time Foundation. And anybody that was in need, anybody that needed some comfort, anybody that needed a hand would come to me, the great Reverend Mark Time. That's what I would do. And I would try to just lend a hand to anybody out there that needed it. Because we're all in this together, folks. We're all in this. In the greatest country in the universe, the United States of America. It's all about helping each other. Thank you very much.
Sometimes I'm not.